You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know the big a boom with cryptocurrency over the last year or two?
Yep.
It's been around for well over a decade. Mm-hmm. But it's really, you know, catching the public's attention, it seems like, over the last year.
Elon Musk has had a little bit to do with that, I think, too, you know.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things they're finding here is that couples who are going through a divorce, they are finding that some of these people are hiding some of their assets now within cryptocurrency because it's very, very difficult, nay, impossible, to track that stuff down.
Oh,
it can be a challenge for
really?
The other person's attorney to find in order to prove what kind of assets they have. So I'm not trying to put ideas into people's heads.
No.
Yeah, I'll send the link to it.
Yeah.
But it's really, really interesting.
Sneaky, sneaky.
These spikes, and let me read this one line. It says, these spikes, meaning the spikes in people converting their money to cryptocurrency, may be enticing more spouses in divorce proceedings or those thinking about divorce to conceal their stash.
Good idea until it like tanks, you know, and then you lose it. I guess there's some
depending
more stable
on...
ones, but.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was it was fascinating. I didn't think about it that way.
No, yeah.
Look, I'm not stupid. I know just us talking about this will make some of our listeners go do this.
Go do it, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's no different than it's just the new modern way of keeping a stash, you know. People
yeah, we've
probably been keeping
about
stashes for years, hiding money, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's yeah, right.
There's nothing new.
It's the 21st century way of hiding money from your spouse.
Yep.
You don't have to keep it, you know, in one of your shoes in the closet anymore.
Now it's in Dogecoin. Whatever that is.
I wouldn't do that one. where are we here? It's summertime. Summertime. Kids are out. And parents are going through that age-old dilemma. What the hell?
Yeah.
Do I do with my kid or kids over the next 10 weeks?
So I guess yesterday would have technically like been the real first day of my kiddos out of school. Like the first day where both Nicole and I had to be back at work and they're kind of on their own for a little while and trying to figure out what to do with them. And already yesterday, they were driving me nuts by the time I got home because it was like, what are we doing? Entertain us. I want so-and-so over. I want to go play with this person. Da-da-da-da-da. And last night, I had to have like a little talk with the kids and be like, you know what? Yeah, it's summer. This is fun. This is great. You guys have some free time. But this is not mom and dad entertain me now for the next 3 months. It's like, we can't do that. You guys are going to have to occupy yourself somehow in the middle of the day for a little bit. I mean, I've got to work still. I got some stuff I want to do in the afternoons. Nicole's working all day still. It's like, we can't occupy you all day. Now, luckily, in our neighborhood, it's full of kids.
Did you tell your kids, like, hey, look,
they
like
go
every
outside.
Other kid. Go set something on fire.
I essentially, yeah, Reed, I was like, go outside. Go play with your friends, okay? So he did that, but then Lila was inside. It was just already, and I was like, day one. And I walked into the office, our home office yesterday. I looked at Nicole. I was like, what day does school start back up?
What day does it start up?
It's like, I think it's in the end of August or something like that. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
I can see you sitting the kids down and saying, now listen.
I did.
Kids, I was like, we don't want to have a repeat of last summer.
Right.
When you made me almost want to put you in the car.
Last summer was hard, yeah. But yeah, I had to let them know. It's like, this is not mom and dad entertain me now for the next 3 months because we can't. It's too much. You've got to find a couple good books, you know, do some stuff in your room, do some puzzles.
What about summer camps? Are you guys summer camp type of people where you drop them off for a week or 2 weeks?
Nah, we looked into a few of them and they were actually booked already because I think everyone's now like, oh my God, we can do things and kids can go do things. So they filled up quick.
For next summer.
Reed is in a basketball camp, which did start yesterday. But the bad news is it's like all morning for like the next week or two. So Nicole gets a little bit of a break, and he comes home about right when I get home from work. But he at least his mornings are occupied, and then Lila's still in doing swimming and stuff. But no, we're not in any kind of like camp.
Well, at least Reed.
At least he's doing something.
At least he's learning how to do the crossover dribble.
That's right. And he's having a blast with that.
He's doing a step back and pop the three. Man.
That's right. Yeah. It's funny that they had to wear team jerseys or something today, like college basketball team jerseys. And I was like, boy, your coach doesn't know who he's talking to, does he? It's like, we don't have any sports gear. I'm not a sports guy, you know, and Reed's...
Yeah, but he's almost 10. He's got to have something.
You know how often sports is on in our house? Maybe a couple Bronco games a season with knickknacks. Other than that, zero. So he doesn't have any, like, sports team gear. So I wish KSC would hook me up with some Nuggies gear. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Youth sizes.
Don't we get some sort of discount?
I think we get a discount. Maybe I'll hook him. I'll get him some shirts.
Go to the Altitude store or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I need to do that. But I don't know, man. All I know is it's going to be a long summer.
All right, so here's my really big question for you. I want to know, at what age will you leave your kids home together with no adults?
Oh, so we can go out and
at what age? And I don't, because Reed is getting to the point
he'll
where I think you probably feel okay leaving him
for
a little
short
while.
Spurts.
But the two kids together, 10 and 6,
it
well, Reed's not
while.
10 yet, I guess, but almost.
Couple weeks, or less than a, soon. Yeah. Yeah, a few
little
weeks.
Over a month. I know your son's birthday
I'm like
more
looking,
than you
No,
do.
I'm looking at the calendar, yeah.
When would you do that?
Together?
You won't do it now, will you?
No, not together. 10 and 6 right now, they are in the stage where they are fighting constantly, where they're picking at each other, you know. It's constantly.
You think they might hurt each other more than hurt the house.
Someone will be hurt, I feel. They're not mature enough, man. It's going to be a while. 14 and 10.
14?
14 and 10, maybe.
No.
Together? Yeah. Yeah, and then there'll be a major talk about don't use the stove.
Yeah, but it can't be 14.
Yep. 14 and 10. That seems good to me. Together. Now, that's not saying Reed could be home alone sooner, and then we'll just take Lila with whatever we're doing. If we need to run an errand or whatever, he can stay home by 12.
Okay.
Dude, right now I'm pulling these numbers out of my butt. Like,
I know. I'm just wondering if
he's
listeners
a fairly mature kid.
Would like disagree with me, or if they are on board with kids at a younger age.
Some kids are forced to be. You know, if the parents are working and stuff, they got to walk home from school and let themselves in, and they're home alone for
the whole latchkey kid kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, I trust my kids, but I also know that they fight and they get into things still, and. You know, Lila's still pretty young. I don't know.
I would like to know what, and don't call in and say anything about Colorado law. As I recall, I could be wrong, but I think Colorado makes suggestions about ages that kids can be left alone, but I'm not
certain
that Colorado has a law that says they have to be, and a lot of people just... You know, spout that because they saw it on the internet. But let's put that aside. Let's put the law aside for a second. So don't call and preach law to us. At what age were you comfortable leaving your children home alone, unsupervised? Yeah. And it doesn't mean for 2 weeks. We're talking like 3 hours.
A dinner out or something. Yeah, I'm trying to remember my parents started it. I couldn't even
19,
tell
you
what
age. 19,
probably
right?
19 or 20. Yeah.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649, at what age were you comfortable leaving your kids home alone for a few hours?
Yeah.
303-691-1649. Let's chat with you now.
May I have...
It's your boys in the morning.
I think I need a drink of doodle-doo.
Dumb and Jeremy.
That's probably the sentiment of many parents as summer break starts.
That's right. Pace yourself.
They're like, I gotta go home. The kids are there. Maybe I'll stop off and get a bottle of wine.
Drink a doodle doo.
We're talking about how old Jeremy's kids will need to be before he will leave them home alone together. And I understand the the component of one, like just Reed being by himself is one thing, but when they're together, they tend to
they tend to fight, exponentially
get into trouble, right?
They fight.
It's not like one kid home alone, then two kids does not double the factor. It's an exponential type of weird growth. Like it quadruples it or something.
Yeah, something's going to get broke. Something's going to get thrown.
Speaking of all that, Monique says, boys, I left my two daughters home alone when they were 11 and 9, and I was terrified the whole 1 hour I was gone. Then I didn't do it again until they were 12 and 10. Wendy says, I would leave my kids when they turned 10, but never for more than an hour. Julie says, I'm with Jeremy. I wouldn't leave kids alone until they're at least 14, maybe 15.
All right.
And then the one that made me laugh the most was from Ian. He said, my parents left me and my sister alone when I was 9 and she was 8. The rule was that we could not touch each other or throw anything at each other. He says, I still remember that rule and my sister and I still laugh about it. He's sitting down. Now listen, here's the rules.
No touching.
You cannot come within 3 feet of each other, nor can you toss anything at each other.
You're going to break a window while we're gone.
Really, if they followed that rule, 3/4 of your concerns would probably evaporate.
I guess, and you could nowadays with the little home cameras and stuff that you can set up in the house.
Right.
You can really keep an eye on them, you know, and actually some of them you can, you know, talk through and be like, knock it off.
You have all of those cameras.
I do. I could tell them to essentially knock it off. Knock it off.
Right. And the thing for kids, too, is that you are instilling a little bit. You're showing them trust, that you're trusting them. And a lot of times kids know, hey, this is a pretty cool thing. We get to stay by ourselves. We don't want to jack this
up. Yeah, don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Kimmy Kim wrote in. She said, I started leaving my kid home alone at 7. He was mature enough to handle it. He usually just played video games until I came home. She says, just sit them in front of the PlayStation. They'll be fine. Ah, parent of the year. Thank you, Kim, for that. And then Trish wrote in. She says, I thought 13 and 10 was a good age until I came home one time and found that they had tried to do skateboard tricks in the garage.
One of them
smashed into a shelf and slit his head wide open, came home to blood all over the house. She says,
that's part of growing
Jared,
up.
Jared, don't do it until they're in high school. Thanks, boys. Love you, Trish.
You called the other one parent of the year. I'll call this one helicopter parent of the
year. Right. Yeah, kids need to bleed a little.
I'm not going to let them out of my sight until they're 18.